I picked up my geology text from the sofa where it had been laying all day and night. Someone had sat on it, pushing it most of the way down between two cushions, but that baby was too big to hide entirely. And looked at it the way you might look at some artifact of unknown purpose. In Hauck Auditorium, sitting beside Carol Gerber, this crazy card party had seemed like a dream. Now it was Carol who seemed dreamlike. Carol with her dimples and her boyfriend with a boxer's name. I still had $6 in my pocket, and it was absurd to feel disappointed just because there was no place for me in any of the games currently going on. Study, that was what I had to do, make friends with the geosyncline. I'd camp out in the second floor lounge or maybe find a quiet corner in the basement rec. Just as I was leaving with historical geology under my arm, Kirby McClendon tossed down his cards and cried, "Fuck this! I'm tapped, all because I keep getting hit with that fucking queen of spades. I'll give you guys IOUs, but I am honest to God tapped out." He went out past me without looking back, ducking his head as he went through the door. I've always thought that being that tall must be a kind of curse. A month later, Kirby would be tapped out in a much larger sense, withdrawn from the university by his frightened parents after a mental breakdown and a half-assed suicide attempt. Not the first victim of Hart's mania that fall, nor the last, but the only one to try and off himself by eating 2 bottles of orange-flavored baby aspirin. Lenny Doria didn't even bother looking after him. He looked over at me instead. "You want to sit in, Riley?" A brief but perfectly genuine struggle for my soul went on. I needed to study. I had planned on studying. And for a financial aid boy like me, that was a good plan, certainly more sensible than sitting here in this smoky room and adding the effluent from my own Pall Malls to the general fug. So I said, "Yeah, why not?" and sat down and played Hearts until almost 1 in the morning. When I finally shambled back to my room, Nate was lying on his bed reading his Bible. That was the last thing he did every night before going to sleep. This was his 3rd trip through what he always called the Word of God, he told me. He'd reached the book of Nehemiah. He looked up at me with an expression of calm inquiry, a look that never changed much. Now that I think about it, Nate never changed much. He was in pre-dent, and he stayed with it. Tucked into his last Christmas card to me was a photo of his new office in Holton. In the photo, there are 3 magi standing around a straw-filled cradle on the snowy office lawn. Behind Mary and Joseph, you can read the sign on the door. Nathaniel Hoppenstand, DDS. He married Cindy. They are still married, and their 3 children are mostly grown up. I imagine Rinty died and got replaced.